Morning.
Kenny, what's happening?
Hi. Are you ready for some real civic conversations?
Why not?
We have town hall meetings going on. It is on now, friends. Where are they going to be? Will they be in Brook Park? Will they be in downtown? Will they be in Collinwood? Will they be in Elyria? Will they be in the Streetsboro? Where will they be, Tone? Where will we put the Browns?
I imagine they'll just be in Brook Park.
Yeah, more than likely.
Seems like the Browns had kind of made up their mind on that probably a year ago.
Yeah, more than likely. However, it is fun to debate it, though. It is fun to debate. There was a town hall meeting of some sort yesterday. There were some people who were very strident in their comments. One guy said that he would help him pack. But either way, the city said...
Why would you do that? That seems
I don't know.
That seems like...
He's mad. I'm sure he's a mad fan.
That is the worst thing to do. Help anybody pack. Then you got to help them move. You don't just help them pack. You actually have to go and start moving stuff.
How much pizza and beer do they have to buy?
Oh.
If you show up and help them pack.
And, oh, my gosh.
And it's always like a four-story walk-up.
Yep. Every time.
Every time. In Chesterland, Ohio.
What's worse, the bill left on Deshaun Watson or the pizza and beer for the people helping him move? Which one is it? Oh, my goodness. I didn't even think of that.
And then you're sitting there with your pizza and beer in a house that doesn't even have cable yet.
Yeah.
So you're just sitting there left to talk to the people you've been talking to all day. There's no worse experience.
Who knows what the Wi-Fi signal is?
There is none. Oh, I set up my hotspot.
That's how we know that we are actually good friends. Because we haven't killed each other for the comments that we've made about each other on the air. And then I've helped you move. I haven't helped you like the whole day. Like, all right, we're going to move this, this, and this. I helped you with the mattress and a couch when you lived in the
we went to the dump.
In the apartment in Tremont.
We went to the dump. Your weight belt.
And... Yeah, went to the dump. That was awesome.
I'd never been to the dump before. That was an experience.
For me, it was old hat. It was great.
He's a regular. Can I get the normal?
Lima, we were pulling in, we were backing in. Lima goes, you really know what you're doing here. I go, yeah, I've been doing it up once or twice.
Kenny, we'll just line up the usual for Kenny.
It was great. So yesterday, do you have the KZ audio?
I got everything.
All right, let's start with the KZ audio from a couple of days ago. This is Brian KZ. He's a councilman in Cleveland, and he started the tough talk and hit it.
Nobody should have the right to come into Cleveland. I don't care if it's the Cleveland Browns, Sherwin-Williams, the Cleveland Clinic, or any other organization that we support that could just be able to turn around and walk away. But if the Haslam Sports Group wants to provide a fan experience, put a damn winning team on the field.
Does that mean that the other businesses are failing? Because if they can't, if they can't leave until they're good, then the other ones that you're holding on, does that mean that they're failing? I mean, it's a great clip, and we'll play it forever. Trust me on that. But it's nonsensical. If they were good, you would, like last year, he would say, oh, now that you're good, you want to leave? That's it? Now that you're good, you want to get out of here? Is that it? But then you go, if you want to leave, you put a winning team on the field. We can't tolerate winning in downtown Cleveland. No. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Can't. I mean, I understand there's a little more invested in this than, like, say, a mom-and-pop place, but the mom-and-pop pizza place wants to relocate.
They can't.
No, they can leave whenever they want.
No.
The city should be able to buy that.
Put a damn winning pizza in the box.
I was really good at cutting those pizzas, Kenny. I was a machine.
Oh, man. I was good at folding the boxes
That was fun.
Man. What if they were voted best pizza in town?
Well, that's
from Pizza Tasters.
No, that's a that's a subjective thing.
JB Power and Associates Pizza. They have another wing.
Best pizza.
Consumer Reports Pizza. Good. I love it. You better not name any pizza companies. There's There's another new sheriff in town, and he will come flying through the window at us. name names.
The one from your neck of the woods.
Oh boy. Yeah, that is a never mind.
I was out there last week. He had bigger signs than the president.
Would you stop?
He had bigger signs than the president.
I live in that county. You need to stop. They are big signs.
They're the biggest.
They're like Bennigan signs. They're so big. They are so big. Anyway. Yesterday, who else was going on about this? Mark Griffin, who is the city law director, Mark Griffin. He was talking to the Gallics on Fox 8. Was this before we play the audio? Double Gallic?
I believe this was a double Gallic.
Oh, yeah. Both barrels coming at you with a double Gallic.
You're not bringing one Gallic to a Cleveland Browns fight.
So we got to get going on this because Lima.
Two-man coverage here.
Lima wanted to start an argument with me yesterday afternoon, and I kept going, shut up. Just do it on the air tomorrow. I'm confused, Ken. Okay, shut up. We'll do it on the air. So they want to bring out the Art Modell law and try to use that as a way to make the Browns stay. Here's Mark Griffin talking about the city that they're going to go to court with the Browns.
Writing the complaints, we're talking to our partners and making sure that when we go forward, everything is in order. We're going to follow the law. So we go to court with a complaint, which would require the Browns to permit a six-month window for another group to possibly purchase the Browns. The law says if they leave the city, they're subject to the law.
Here is Mark Griffin continuing saying the Brook Park move, he likens it to the Art Modell move to Baltimore.
We disagree. They're coming out of downtown Cleveland, where we have really supported them for a long time, and they're leaving the city. So it falls within the Modell law, and we're required to enforce it.
All right, go ahead. Tell me what you said yesterday.
I told you I was confused, and I continue to be confused, and nothing that's transpired over the last 24 hours has helped remedy that.
And why?
I don't understand what this big plea to try to keep the Browns in downtown for a bunch of the same people who behind the scenes over the last however many years I've heard nothing but bad things about what a hassle it is having the Browns for only however many games and how many days that facility is actually being used in a calendar year. All I've heard is what a problem it is and how it's impeded real growth on the lakefront. Now, finally, the gift is here. They're going to remove that. You're going to be able to take it down. You're going to be able to do real lakefront development there. You're going to be able to transform that area. And then it's the best of both worlds because you're going to get a world-class facility that's like 10 minutes down the road. Why is anybody upset about this?
I'll tell you this. The councilman Casey, I believe him. I don't know if he knows any better yet. But the other ones, like Mayor Bibb, the law director, all that stuff, I'm sorry, I don't buy it. For those reasons that you said. However, they need to quote unquote exhaust their resources.
Why?
To make it look good.
But it doesn't look good to me.
No. You understand?
What would look good is being able to redevelop the lakefront and then get the world-class facility 10 minutes away. That is the best of both worlds. Are we fighting something and trying to make it worse?
Because who's going to buy the Browns? How much are the Browns worth?
Probably $4
billion. So is it in the law that if somebody offers the money, they have to sell the Browns? Is it in that law that that the Haslams have to sell the Browns if someone matches what their valuation is to buy the Browns? It's an NFL football team. Somebody would offer to buy it from Timbuktu. Okay? Are we going to do a GoFundMe to buy the Browns?
Timbuktu, the capital of Saudi Arabia?
I went to school with Tim.
Oh. Boy, you better put the safety on here. We're talking. I mean, you've gone from signs in Portage County all the way to Saudi Arabia. You better be cool. All right? Damn it. We've just started this. Going back to
He's an international man.
They got to make it look good, Anthony. They got to make it look good. When I'm hearing the councilman, put a damn winning team on the field. He's not talking to. He has constituents. Fine. Is he talking to constituents? Is he talking to people that he knows that's going to get picked up on the media? Is there a guy in Brunswick goes, yeah, like the cut of that gym? Is there a guy in Geneva who see, yeah, damn straight. I mean, we all know what this is. We know what this is. We've talked about this. You and I have talked about this for 3 years. There's so many people who've called in before. You guys have way more passion than the city's had. I mean, what was the offer? What was the offer to give him? All of a sudden, Burke was available when you said it was completely off
in like
for years.
10 years, maybe.
Yeah. So you say you started talking about this in 2017. and the Burke all of a sudden, well, yeah, now we can give you part of Burke. Oh, okay. And we went over the whole city. We went over the whole deal. And you made it out to be, and this is the thing that Lima does. And I want to give Lima some credit here. I don't like to do it. Lima has had a lot of, there's been a lot of conversation with a lot of movers and shakers that get loose lips around tone in downtown Cleveland. And so Anthony knows the actual truth. And so what they're going to say when they're grandstanding at City Hall and what they're saying in their meetings with City Council is a hell of a lot different than what the real truth is.
I get it.
And that's what we've been trying to tell people for the last 3 years.
If the councilmen were fighting for trash pickup, plow services.
Well, no, they took away leash services. Remember, Daryl was upset about that.
I think they reinstituted it because of the outrage. But I would understand if they were talking.
Daryl's got more done than half of them.
If they were talking, that's right. If they were talking to their constituents or to people that matter about things that matter, about doing more to fortify schools, to fix the buildings. You're talking about the Browns, which you guys openly say they don't do anything for you.
But no one.
The Browns do not help the state of affairs in downtown Cleveland. They don't. In fact, all I've heard over since the lifespan we've been on the air is what a drain of resources the Cleveland Browns are and how they don't really make up for it on the other end. And how so, it's not been this boon for the region.
But none of them want to be the person that, quote unquote, drives the Browns out of downtown Cleveland. Because this is what makes me nervous, is that, again, we throw the word opportunity around. You've had lots of opportunities to do a lot of things. And this isn't just, I'm not talking about the current mayor. I'm talking about mayor's past. I mean, go all the way back to before Michael White, if you want to, okay? Go all the way back to Kucinich, if you want to, okay? Like, you've had plenty of opportunities where a lot of guys have fallen flat, and women have fallen flat on their face. Flat on their face. So when we throw the word opportunity around, now all of a sudden you got to get something done. Because in 15 years, I can go, wait a minute, you were talking tough saying you can do X, Y, and Z. No. They're just going to throw it down. Hey, the Browns are 1-6. The quarterback situation is a total mess. We're talking about firing people. These are things that we talk about every single day. It's very, very, very easy to put the Browns up as a pinata and take a baseball bat and away we go. Very easy for a politician to do so. And if people want to call in and go ahead and rip the Browns up and down, I don't know, it seems to be our bread and butter at this point here because they're 1-6. You go right on ahead. But when it really comes to the civics part of this, you know the truth and I know the truth. I do not believe, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the city has wanted them downtown. And you stand with me on that. I stand with you on that. And so for the city, I think they're sitting there like, yeah, go to Brook Park. Go do that. Yeah, make this deal. Go ahead. But no one wants to be the person, because they probably want to run for bigger offices than just Cleveland. No one wants to be the person who ran the Browns out of downtown Cleveland, because that is going to be except in the future.
The problem
Mayor
with
Bitt,
that...
If Mayor Bitt wants to run for Senate someday, this is a mayor who couldn't keep the Browns in downtown Cleveland. Now he wants to talk about your financial futures all over the state of Ohio. You can see it already.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, Ken. I listen to everything.
Sorry, friend.
I listen to everything you said, and I think under normal circumstances that would matter, except for the fact that them leaving is probably better off for all the constituents in Cleveland. It's a better thing.
Probably better for all parties involved.
Plus, they can do everything they can to overhaul the public transportation to get there and make that even better so people can live here and go back and forth. And then if we get a Super Bowl, mm-hmm. Big Ten Championship, mm-hmm. WrestleMania, all the
bowl
big
game.
Events.
I want a bowl game.
All the
bowl game.
Final Four, all the
game.
Events that people want to have. You can
Rock and roll bowl.
You can have better transportation back and forth so more hotels can open up downtown Cleveland. That's stuff that will really help the region.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So this is a good thing. So yes, you should want to help pack their bags. You should be the want to be the councilman that aid in the redevelopment of the lake and also facilitate the Browns going right down the road.
We can't do
you
it for a
You should
long time.
Want to do that. You should brag about it. You should use that to help you run for higher office. What am I missing here?
Well, now this is what it is, Tone. This is what it is. All our hopes are now on Jameis Winston. Cuz you got to put a damn winning team on that field. Because if Jameis can't save this season to some degree, well, we ain't getting out of this deal.
Jameis will tear down 10 stadiums, but he'll build 10 stadiums.
The house that Jameis built.
Yeah.
Right there.
30
in
and 30.
I hey, Tone, I'm with you, man. You know where I
Is
stand.
Is he starting this week?
Yeah.
You that's didn't official?
See that? Yeah. All that's right. Official.
All right. They didn't just let him know on Friday?
Excuse me. It was Tuesday.
Nothing is official.
The only thing that's official is maybe Bailey Zappe is joining the team.
He's going to be Bailey Zappe.
I heard Kaylee Bronson told him, hey, be ready on Friday. You might be in some packages.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I didn't want to follow up on that.
Come on.
It's a normal thing
to
do.
You can't say anything to Andy Dickerson
or
anything?
So that's your deal now, is at the ends of segments, you just go, here's fire, here's bombs. You did it to Rodney yesterday.
It's not the podcast, Anthony. We have to, like, bridge some things.
Wait, this one over the air live?
Yeah. What a tour de force that was.
They even put a red light in front of your face now, so you know.
Oh, that's right, they did.